Seattle is a city that loves rules. We wear our helmets, we use our crosswalks, and we honk only when it's an extreme emergency. So it was fitting that we got this question from one of our Local Wonder listeners.
My name is Isaac Chirino. I live in the Shoreline area, and I've been wondering which way pedestrians and bicyclists are really supposed to go around Green Lake.
So which is the right way to go around Green Lake? We sent out KUOW's Isolde Raftery to find the answer.
The answer to your question, Isaac of Shoreline, is simple. There's a 3-mile path that goes around Green Lake. It has 2 lanes. Wheels, you get the outside lane. And please go counterclockwise. Feet, stay in the lane closest to the lake. Walk either way, we don't care, but quit veering into the wheels lane. That's it. Easy. But 25 years ago, things were not so straightforward. Robin Hennis remembers it well.
Starting in 1991, soon after I bought a house in the Green Lake neighborhood, I started walking to work around the lake.
Green Lake is the busiest park in Seattle. There are 2 boathouses, a theater, and an amusing cast of characters that walks around the lake, like those old school rollerbladers and the gentleman who wears a vest offering Spanish lessons. But at 6:30 in the morning, which is when Robin would walk to work, the park was still so quiet.
Each morning I would encounter a couple of women who would tell me that I was walking the wrong way.
Seattle nice, they were not.
Wrong way!
They would say, wrong way, and then it turned into wrong way, lady.
You're going the wrong way, lady!
And then it got kind of snarly and it would be,
can't read, stupid lady! What's the matter with you? Can't find a man?
And then it just got weird.
Then they would do odd things like pop out of shrubbery and say, there she is! And they started taking my picture every day. And then they videotaped me, and they would videotape me talking to people so that they would threaten other people who had any contact with me. Then they started shaking a fistful of keys at me, and then they blasted me with a whistle.
A bear whistle. It was so loud that once Robin lost her balance. The woman who blew that whistle, her name is Carolyn Frost. I tracked her down, but she didn't want to be recorded. She's in her 70s now. When she was patrolling Green Lake, she was a middle-aged mom of 3. And she told me that she was the one being harassed. See, there were these runners, and they would charge at her and her friend and yell, "Trail!" So the 2 moms decided to fight back. They targeted anyone they thought was going the wrong way, including the runners, Robin, and an 80-year-old woman. Eventually, Robin and 5 others banded together. They asked a judge for a temporary restraining order, and they got it. Carolyn Frost and her friend were banned from the lake for 3 months. The next year, city officials said they would improve the path. One of the reasons they gave, conflicts at the park.
When we rebuilt the trail, we tried to be very intentional about posting the rules and large attractive signs that people could instantly get reminded of what the general directions were.
That's Holly Miller. She was Seattle's park superintendent at the time. She says that Green Lake has never had park rangers, which means parkgoers must police each other. A friendly comment usually does the trick. But she says some people take the job a little too seriously. She doesn't really know why.
Because somebody's feeling like they have a little OCD and they need to get everybody going in the same direction so they feel okay. Or whatever motivates people to do that, I don't know.
You hit that dude!
He was right in the middle of the lane. I had no options.
That's Matthew Stribe. He zips around Green Lake twice a week, usually in his old roller derby skates.
I seem like a jerk when I'm trying to get people to follow the rules, but there's no other way to do it. And the Parks Department basically is telling me, okay, you have to do it if you want the rules to be followed.
Matthew feels some kinship with those 2 women from the early 1990s, but he says he would never use a bear whistle. He's not the only bossy person at Green Lake. There's also an older woman in a pink tracksuit who yells, "Wrong way!" And all those people who shout, "On your right!" to the rest of us slowpokes. So back to Isaac from Shoreline. Which way to go around Green Lake? I would say he shouldn't worry about the right way, because someone there will surely let him know. From Green Lake in Seattle, I'm Isolde Raftery for KUOW's Local Wonder.
This story was inspired by a question from listener Isaac Chirino. You can hear more stories from our Local Wonder series at our website, kuow.org. And while you're there, leave us your local wonder about the Puget Sound region. If your question is selected, a KUOW reporter will investigate it.